Unto You, a Christmas Sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin.
The angel can tell those shepherds and tell us, this child has been born unto you. This child has been born for you.
And we'll send you a CD of this sermon for any size gift before the end of the year. Make a secure online donation today, issuesetc.org. Thanks for thinking of us at the end of 2011.
The Obama administration defends the human rights of LGBT people as part of our comprehensive human rights policy and as a priority of our foreign policy. Our commitments to protect the freedom of religion and to defend the dignity of LGBT people emanate from a common source.
That's Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton speaking last week about promoting gay rights around the world. She says that the promotion of religious freedom and of gay rights stem from the same source. Is that true? We certainly don't want people abusing, bullying, or carrying out acts of violence against people who are gay. But do they have the same source? Joining us to talk about this and for an update on California's Natural Marriage Amendment, Prop 8, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris, founding president of the Ruth Institute based in San Marcos, California. Jen taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities, and she's author of the books Smart Sex and Love in Economics. Jennifer, welcome back.
Hi, Todd. How are you?
Very well. Let's make it clear, first of all, if you would, make the case that when we question the connection between religious and gay rights, we are not advocating for violence against homosexuals.
You know, Todd, I don't see why we have to keep saying that each and every time the subject comes up. You know, the default position for a Christian is that we don't advocate violence against anyone. We advocate turning the other cheek. We advocate love for everyone. We advocate loving our enemies. So that's a distraction, really, to force people to put that disclaimer out every single time they open their mouths seems to me to be a distraction and changing the subject. I mean, the real subject is what's the basis of human rights, and what is the United States government going to invest in around the world in terms of defending human rights for people around the world? And more to the point, what are they going to do to try to change the behavior of sovereign countries around the world? What are they going to do to try to influence the policies of different governments around the world? And I think what Secretary of State Clinton is saying is that they intend to put their thumb on the scale using foreign aid and other kinds of measures to get other countries to agree with her views of the place of homosexuals and homosexual practice in society. That's what she clearly intends to do.
What do you make of her claim that the impulse to protect homosexuals and to promote, in this case, promote a homosexual agenda internationally stems from the same impulse that has us protect religious freedoms?
She doesn't know what she's saying, you know, because the impulse to protect religious freedom always had to do with the idea that a person's relationship with God was something that was shaped in the interior of their hearts and something that was shaped by the conscience, and that was something that could not be judged by others and something that should not be compelled or forced by others. And so that's the basis of that. When you're looking at protecting the right to participate in homosexual sex, you're looking at something quite different. You're looking at the right to behave in a particular way sexually as if, number one, there were transcendent significance to sexual activity, and number two, as if there were no public significance to sexual behavior. So on both of those counts, I think it's quite different from religious freedom and the rights of conscience as we've traditionally understood those things. I mean, I think she's deliberately obscuring rather than clarifying what these issues are.
Is she saying, well, if you oppose the promotion of a gay agenda internationally, that would be tantamount to opposing religious freedom?
I think she is trying to say that, and more to the point, I think, is that she's looking at places like the Islamic world and places like Africa, where very traditional societies have no patience at all with homosexual behavior. They certainly don't give any public sanction to homosexual behavior, even if there is stuff to be going on behind closed doors and so on. And in many of those cases, it's a religious foundation for saying we do not approve of this kind of conduct. So what she's really doing is putting religious liberty and sexual liberty on a collision course with one another. And I think she knows that, you know. And I think what we have seen here in the United States is an attempt to say, let us expand the realm of religious expression, or sorry, of sexual expression, and contract the realm of religious expression, so that instead of having freedom of conscience, freedom of religion, what people like Mrs. Clinton want to do is to redefine that to mean the freedom of worship, meaning that what you do inside the church building that counts as worship, we'll let you do anything you want in there that counts as worship, you know, including probably peyote and snake handling and, you know, who knows what else. But God forbid you should leave the church building and actually live out your religion out in the public square. We're going to regulate you in every way we can think of if you decide to do a thing like that. On the other hand, sexual expression, even though every sexual act, in fact, has social consequences to it, we're going to make that the pure object of private choice. We're going to ignore all of the social and public consequences that flow from private sexual acts, and basically declare that all sexual expression, all sexual activity is protected. And so it's really a complete inversion of what was once meant by religious freedom and religious expression. It's turning into sexual expression rather than religious expression. So it's really quite a reversal that she's proposing there. But it's something that's pretty far along in our country and in a lot of Western countries as well.
With only about a minute here, what's the latest on the legal challenge to California's natural marriage amendment?
Well, yes, last week we were up in court hearing oral arguments on two issues. One is whether Judge Walker behaved improperly when he showed the videotapes at a private gathering, in spite of the Supreme Court telling him that he was not to tape the probate trial at all. Did he behave improperly? That was one issue. And the second issue was whether he should have recused himself because he has, in fact, a 10-year sexual relationship with another man, which he did not reveal until he was off the bench and, in fact, had retired. And listening to the way the judges reacted to those arguments in the courtroom, Todd, I would have to say that I'm guardedly optimistic that even the Ninth Circuit may rule for our side. And I think it's pretty clear that they're fed up with David Boies and Ted Olson and all the other Rob Reiner retainers out there who are trying to ride roughshod over the judicial process and the integrity of the judicial procedures in order to get the outcome that they want, namely same-sex marriage. I mean, a year ago I thought, boy, Judge Reinhart really wants same-sex marriage. He's going to rule for same-sex marriage eventually. But on these procedural issues, I think he's pretty well fed up with the gay lobby claiming that they've been picked on forever, and so therefore they're allowed to change the rules of procedure just to favor their cause. Because they kept asking, the judges kept asking them, you know, if we adopt your rule, what is that going to mean for other cases? And they did not like the answers that they were getting from Olson and Boies.
Folks, Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morris is a true social conservative, so check out her website and stay informed on vital cultural issues like life and natural marriage. You'll find a link at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand and look for the Ruth Institute. Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morris is founding president of the Ruth Institute based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities, and she's authored two books, Smart Sex and Love in Economics. Jennifer, thanks for being our guest.
Hey, you're welcome, Todd. Glad to do it.
Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we will visit Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, talking with him about repentance and the Advent season. A great conversation ahead with Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Go to our website tonight because your church this weekend and the weekend that's coming between here and Christmas needs the Issues Etc. Christmas Bulletin Insert. It's got information on our Christmas programming over the Christmas season, talk radio for the thinking Christian, and talk radio for the Christmas season. And it also has information on that Christmas present we're planning on Christmas Eve for our listeners at LutheranPublicRadio.org, sacred music for the Christmas season. You'll find information on both of those things at our support page, issuesetc.org. Click support, the Issues Etc. Christmas Church Bulletin Insert right there for you to download, print off, and put in your bulletin this weekend and the next before Christmas, so everybody at your church will know what's coming up, and especially will know about that Christmas Eve present from LutheranPublicRadio.org, sacred music for the Christmas season. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.